Hey, it's Lynn Schuster-Williams and
Brooke Hames.
And we're here to talk about Frequency 500, y'all. So I'm kind of excited about today's talk because Brooke and I have been chatting about once you make an intention to be at higher frequency, to live from a space of love or above, once you decide that that's a place you want to go in your life, like, you know, what are some of the things that allow you to create environments that support that choice? This is going to be a fun conversation. I just know it is. So Brooke, good afternoon, which is what it is while we're talking, and tell us what you've been thinking about with this. Like, how do we create these environments and how does the environment we create support us in this choice?
Well, you know, it really goes back to that old saying, you know, you are who you surround yourself with. And often we have people that we look up as an adult, and we have people that we totally love and we would can never imagine anybody else being around us, but they may not support the highest frequency that you might want to be around, like a frequency level that you might want to, you know, play in. Okay. And that's not bad on them. It's just, how do you maintain yourself in this environment if that's where you decide to stay? And what are some of the things you can do to support that or counteract that? Right.
Right.
So I like this topic. It really is very, it applies to my life often. You know, I work and show up in a workspace where that's all it is. I mean, like all day long, it's just high vibing people. And I don't just say that lightly, like it's right. Leading edge creators. That's who I work with. Yeah. And that's who I'm around. And then outside of that window, it is not that.
Right.
I have a neighborhood that I live in, the neighbors I work with, the people sometimes inside my house and family are not that high vibe. And I love them. That doesn't mean I'm going to say, see you later, sayonara. It just means that I have to protect myself and have ways to make sure I'm tapped in to other, what I call a line of communication that's at my frequency or higher. If you need support to lift you, you really want it higher.
Yeah.
But if you're just maintaining at least where you are, right?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think most people can relate to the idea that we might have an intention for living from love and above, and things and people and circumstances and the world gets noisy in ways that don't support that, right? Whether it's in your family or in your job or in the world at large, you know, the political arena or your, you know, whatever it is, where there are human beings that show up, sometimes there's conflict or, you know, the things that make choosing a high vibe life a little different, we'll call it. And so I think, you know, all of us have had those experiences if we're in a space of choosing for love or above. And so, you know, I love what you said, Brooke, about having two lines of communication that you know support you. And I want to go back to that because I want to be sure people really hear this, because this is a technique that you've used. And like you said, you know, you've consciously, you have all these people that are leading edge creators in your life because you chose to fill your life with those people, right? Because right. You chose to fill your work life with those people, that's who you're surrounded by in that arena of your life. And it's a choice, right? It's a choice. But let's go back to the two lines of communication today. Let's give some examples, would you, of like what that could mean? Mm-hmm. How can people choose for that? What could those possibly look like?
Yeah. So even a line of communication could be a podcast. It could be Frequency 500. That is our mission and movement, right? But it doesn't have to be us. It could be, it's a podcast that the person on it and or the topic of it is at least meeting you where you are or higher vibration. You know, when you get on something and you listen to it and you just feel good. When I'm in Audible, I don't listen. The topic is not as important to me as the person who is reading it.
Okay? Mm.
And so I get from that. And if someone is lower energy than me, I cannot listen. It will bring me down. But there's science behind this. I'm going to say all this in my experiential way, but there's a lot of proven science where I found this information. It comes from a lady named Tara Warner, and she studied it backwards and forwards and knows. So I just want you to know that there is science behind this. So it could be a podcast. It could be you reading a book. So it could be a one-line communication where you're listening, but it also could be a conversation between two people. It could be the way you are in nature, like if you could like communicate with nature. So but it's really a line of communication where there is communication and that it's at the level of where you are or higher. So let me go on just a second and say, if you want to just maintain where you are, you need something to be where you are, right?
Right.
If you need help in lifting, you need it to be higher. Not higher, like if I'm sad today, I don't mean higher of where I typically elevate, but or typically have a frequency at, but higher, like really high to help lift me up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I love that idea that it could be one-way communication, like you're listening to something or you're reading something, or it could be two-way communication in that you're actively talking with someone, right? And I love that it can be not just human communication, but how about communicating with nature? How about communicating with yourself by being in a space of nature, right? Those sorts of things can serve this purpose, right?
Even studying, depending on how you feel about studying.
Yeah.
What you're studying. But I'm going to try not to go down the hole, but just to give you an imagination of, as things come at us, you know, we tend to shrink down, right? But as we push out, which means talking, verbalizing, creating, putting our energetic bubble around us, as we push out, we come alive. Right.
Yeah.
So think about that as also like I'm looking for a way to express myself as a line of communication.
That was the word as you were talking. I was thinking like when we express anything, like it's an output from us, whether it's verbally or art or write song or whatever it is, it's an expression that has an outward motion. And then that's expansive, right? Right. And I love that idea. And so going back to what you originally said, Brooke, what you're saying is if you intentionally have two a day, two episodes a day of this expression, connection, communication, one way or two way with a higher vibe, then you're going to be lifted by it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Let that be a support system, especially if you're in an environment, whether it's because you're having just a day or whether you're in an environment that doesn't always support it, right? Like it's not a non-supportive environment. Also, it doesn't, even if you're feeling freaking fantastic, tap into this communication line.
Right. Right.
Right because right here on the recording, I'm going to say my front door just flew open and I'm going to go shut it.
Okay. That's great. So, I love what we're talking about here because I feel like these are practical applications of Frequency 500. I feel like what we're talking about is things we can all think, say, do, practice to help us be in this space of Frequency 500. And, we feel like Frequency 500 is a mission. We're on a mission to inspire and encourage a higher percentage of the population than there's ever been, and an expanding percentage of the population than there's ever been, to have an intention of living at love or above. And so when we talk about practical ways in our lives that we do that, I think it's so powerful, because it's one thing to have an intention. It's another thing to say, here it is, I'm doing this, right? And I just said this earlier today, Brooke. I have this thing that I teach my sales coaching clients about: before you make a to-do list, make a to-be list, right? And how do you want to show up as whatever it is you're going to do? And so I think this goes with that so well, because this is something that we can do that supports how we've all made this intention to be, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a powerful thing when we can say, okay, so I have an intention. I want to be at love or above, right? I want to live from frequency 500 and be part of what counterbalances, you know, I want to be part of that larger and larger percentage of the population that counterbalances everything else that's below 200. And here's a practical to-do thing. Have these two instances of communication that support your vibratory intention, if you will.
Ooh, can we mark that down as a nice little word or two words?
Right.
Lynn and Brooke dictionary, I think.
Right. That's right. We're going to rewrite it. We're going to rewrite some kind of frequency 500 dictionary.
You know, I've said for years, you don't understand my word because they don't make words like I think.
That's right.
So Lynn, this kind of tiptoes when we talk about creating our space, to intentionally creating that. And when we're inside of spaces that aren't that, and how to show up in it, right? Like, so let me give you more of an example.
Yeah.
I live this because of, I live in an area of town that, first of all, I had a big judgment about anyway. So there's some judging going on. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I got the judgment based upon sight, and I got the judgment based upon the way I feel when I'm in that area of town.
Yes.
And when I go to this side of town, and I live there now full time, right? And when I leave that side of town and I go visit where I came from, okay, I'm just like, it feels good. I get alive. I want to roll my windows down, and I want to look through the neighborhoods, and I want to see the people, and I smile at everybody, and my whole energy changes.
Wow.
And so I have been really working on this for almost 2 years now. Okay. And for most of the time, I just want to be back here. I just want to be back into this side of town. This is the side of the town where I live currently, that someone would have an accident just to make sure you don't get out of, you know, you don't pull out. Where on the other side of town, where I love being, they would have an accident to make sure you do get out. We need accidents, but that's my extreme version of explaining differences. Anyway, so I've been thinking, well, I just need to live back in that other side of town. But very recently, I started practicing what it's like to be high vibe in the midst of all the low vibe.
Yes.
This is easy when you're already in it and you just dip in it, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when you get all the attention. They're like, people just stare at you because they're like, whoa. But when you're saturated in it, and it over time can really play a role, right? It can,
right.
Like, I used to walk around the block when I first moved there. And then like be in my stuff, you know, and then now I'm like, I walk like they walk, you know, so so very recently, I decided that a lot of what I was doing was a judgment and how I felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And two, when I said, I put on my high vibe music, because I was on the phone a lot when I was walking too. Mm-hmm. I started just being on the phone. I put on my high vibe music and I go for a walk and I step into her. Yeah. I shake my, you know, I do my sway, because I do like what I call my $1 million sway. Because if I know I'm making that kind of money, how would I walk? And right. that's what starts it. And then I start looking at people with no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they drove, the way they drive, and the way, I mean, like, this is me on my walk. And what changes? And I'm telling you, I can change the way the homes look.
Yes.
I change the way the people look. I can yes. change the way I feel in this neighborhood. It goes from me feeling like an alien and people, I feel like people are looking at me like I'm crazy, to where I'm just like, I'm communicating with them.
Yes.
I'm a part of the environment. And I'm not like them, but we are alike. We still have hearts. We still have, you know, so I'm really tapping into this. When I step into her high vibe and put on my music and don't let anything distract me, I can change the way it feels and looks in the whole neighborhood.
Right. And you know, Brooke, what you said there is so profound. Because when you get to this place, I love judgment. We could do a whole nother talk just about judgment. But I love the reminder that when we can look, you know, you said, I can change how the houses look. You also can change how people respond to you by what you do change. How people respond to you by what energy you're putting out there. So when you get to that clear space of you're yourself and you're seeing your environment without judgment, you're just seeing what it is. You're seeing them without judgment, these people in this environment around you that you don't know. You're seeing them differently. You are affecting the environment, and you are affecting how they see you and how they will respond to you. I had this very same experience recently within a family dynamic that there's a pattern and condition around, right? I'm conditioned to be defensive in this situation through decades of interactions. I'm conditioned to be to respond to what I would have said was this kind of deep sarcasm that is in this particular circle of people is seen as, you know, just fun and funny and all that. But I felt it as hurtful. And so I got past that pattern and condition and was able to walk into this environment and see all of them without the pattern and condition and history and story. And it shifted everything. There was no sarcasm at that event. Like that had been the theme of everything before, and it vanished. And we all had a great time. And it is the effect that we have on the world when we make that shift and we can get past judgment, get past whatever the story is we've been telling ourselves, and really be present to seeing the world without the judgment. It's an amazing experience when you have it.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, and what a great reminder, because I have done that with my son before. Mm. I have just decided what I was going to see in him. And pull that out, and our relationship immediately changed.
Yes.
And even though you have that tool, what do you have to do? You have to also remember to use it when it's not, mm-hmm. when you've fallen into a different place, right? And so that's how I ended up in his dad's house, because I had changed the way I saw him, and I changed and rewrote the story of everything, the mental tape that go through him. And all of a sudden we started getting friendlier and talking more, and then showing up at more of personal home events again. And before I know it, I'm moving in. So be careful. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
It definitely can shift how other people treat you. And you know, there's that old saying that we teach people how to treat us.
Ooh, yeah.
right? And what people mean when they say that often is, you know, people treat us however we allow them to, that, you know, it's about boundaries and stuff. But I would say we teach people how to treat us by how we look at them.
Mm. Energetic. It's energetics. And
yes,
it's not as literal as it could sound. It can right. be. It's really, yeah. And that's going into, which is a whole other different thing, about how we also treat ourselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 100%. Yeah, you're right. That's a whole nother day. So I just want to say, you know, I want to remind everybody that we started this conversation by talking about this idea of having two interactions a day that are consciously, intentionally high vibe, right? To support you in this intention of living from love and above. And so I just want to say to all our listeners, what can that be for you today? What can you choose today? And then, you know, what can you choose tomorrow and the next day to be your two things? Because if all of us do this one idea that Brooke has brought to us about the two lines of communication to support your high vibe, if all of us do that, then incrementally, what difference have we made instantly, right? So just the question to ask yourself.
Yes. And Lynn, on that note, this is, we have a listener that would like to share us. We'd like to share a story. And that listener said, was in responding to what makes her feel like she can, when she comes alive. Oh. And, yeah. And so, and she was saying celebrating every day is what makes her feel alive. And I'm going to read this from her now. Okay. I don't want to take the ordinary days for granted. I don't want to on Mondays only look forward to the weekends. I like to pick something out of every day to look forward to, whether it's playing a game, taking a moment to be creative, reading a book, cuddling with my family, or treating myself to a coffee. There are even times with my family that I make up holidays. There have been times where we have celebrated stuffed animals' birthdays or evolved our day around a specific theme. There is one holiday that has struck out so far called Unicorn Day. It falls on September 12th every year and inspired by a storybook named Unicorn Day. On Unicorn Day, we dress up as unicorns if we want, search for magical waterfalls if we have a lot to choose from in Tennessee, or we do have a lot to choose from in Tennessee, and eat some magical unicorn treats. It's all about mindset and being grateful for every moment. And being grateful for every moment is what makes her come alive. And that was submitted by our dear friend, Jennifer Hartman.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm telling you, I just loved every word of that, every juicy word, and how many great ideas, and how perfect was that for our topic today of do the two lines of communication every day and have something to look forward to every day. Choose something to look forward to every day and be grateful. Oh,
this has been fun. I'll tell you, it made me come alive to read it.
Yes. Yes, so yes.
Hopefully it helped like everybody else got into it as well. Well, this has been fun, Lynn.
Yep, it's been fabulous, Brooke. Thanks always for showing up and being here together. And thank you to all our listeners for showing up. And we encourage you to share Frequency 500 with people you know who will resonate with it, because a movement only becomes a movement when the message moves. So let's keep at it. Thanks, everybody. Sending lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.